My good people, as most of you know, February the 2nd is Candlemas Day. And if any of you have any candles you would like us to bless on that day, mark them with your name and put them on that pew in the vestibule, and we'll pick them up. Also, I don't know if all of you know, but some of you I think do, of Father Hanifin, Father Francis Hanifin from Boston, Kentucky. He died 2 or 3 days ago, and I ask your prayers. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My good people, I think all of us take that sentence to heart, and we do our best to overcome evil with good. But I'm afraid many of us, in the wiseness of our conceits, go about it the wrong way. We put the cart before the horse, so to speak. Doing good to combat evil, we must start with the root, not with the top of the diseased tree. If the sickness is in the roots, you don't cut off branches on the tree. You go to the root of the problem. So many of us get lost or distracted in the glamorousness of, say, picketing abortion clinics, or boycotting this or that company, or passing out brochures and pamphlets in Protestant and Norris Ordo parking lots, or writing articles against this or that or the other thing. That and all those things may be good in themselves, but they're not getting to the root of the problem. The root starts with our own conversion of morals, our own conversion of life. All these other things are, in one way or another, somewhat glamorous. And whether we admit it or not, they do draw some amount of attention to ourselves. They do put us in some kind of limelight, one way or another. Whereas going after our own faults and trying to set a good example by living a truly holy Catholic life, that pretty much goes unnoticed. And every one of us has a base craving for some kind of attention. We can't stand being unnoticed. I have mentioned before, back in St. Catherine of Siena's time, when there were 2 or 3 popes, and the church was in complete chaos, she didn't start out preaching and going after the bigwigs of the church. That came later. The first thing she did, and all you have to do is read her life, the first thing she did was go after her own faults and sanctify her own life. And that attracted and influenced those around her. And it grew and grew until she became one of the most powerful church figures of that time. And she did succeed in restating the true Pope on his seat. But as soon as she became aware of what was going on, she didn't go out picketing Vatican or passing out brochures or writing articles or even preaching. She started with herself. Each one of us, I don't care who we are, myself included and especially, have countless faults that we must go after. If we want to make an impression on the world and correct some of the wrongnesses of the world, if we want to stop abortion or Satanism or anything else that's out there, we're only going to do it, each one of us, and I'm going to use the first person, but I want each one of you to apply it to yourselves individually. If I want to convert the world, I must go after my untruthfulness. I must root out my laziness. I must get rid of my backbiting. I must stop wasting time in idle chatter. I must place proper custody over my eyes and not look at and watch everything that goes by. I must center my every being, my every thought on God. I must concentrate on love, on loving God. It is my love for God that's going to convert the world. Not my picketing and preaching and writing and everything else. It's my becoming a saint. It's like St. John of Vianney said so many eons ago to the lady who wanted to know what to do to convert a certain person. His answer, as I have mentioned before, but is worth repeating, is what will convert whoever will be the sanctity of your own life. But as I mentioned earlier, there's no glamour in that. Nobody notices when I bite my tongue, or when I'm nice to a person I don't like, or so on, or when I don't gossip when I want to, or don't pick at everybody's faults. Nobody notices what I don't do. So it's hard for us proudful people, we who are wise in our own conceits, it's hard for us to go after these little things. But this, my good people, is what we must do. The root of all the problems on earth is a lack of the proper love of God. We say we love God, and we convince ourselves we love God. But when we get right down to it and examine ourselves, really examine ourselves, we must ask ourselves, if I truly love God, why am I still like I am? Why do I still have all my same old faults and failings? Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that these external attacks on the wrongness of things are necessarily wrong, but they will produce nothing. Oh, sure, they might produce one or two conversions or one or two people change their minds about abortion or whatever. But we're not going to really solve any of these problems until we solve ourselves, until I solve myself. So my good people, I ask you for your prayers, for ourselves, and for yourselves. And I ask you to concentrate on the little things and ask the poor souls to help each one of us also, because they now understand the importance of the little things. Ask them to come to our aid and to help us to conquer ourselves, thereby enabling us to conquer the world. May God bless us all, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.